Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
I wish I was in Tijuana, eating barbecued iguana.
I hear the talking of the DJ.
Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio.
All right, you think Mexican and, well, you just might think about Chipotle Mexican Grill. Company coming out with earnings after the close yesterday, and the stock was up in after hours, and it is up in today's session. In fact, the stock rising the most in almost 18 months after first quarter sales topped analyst estimates, helped by an acceleration of store openings. Right now, shares of Chipotle Mexican Grill, they are up 11% at $364.89 a share. But not everybody likes the stock. In fact, some noted short sellers have been out over the last 6 months or so with their concerns about it. Here to kind of make the bull bear case for Chipotle is Brad Lemonsdorf. He's portfolio manager at Ranger Alternative Management. They have more than $200 million in assets under management, and he joins us, on the RingCentral phone line from Dallas, Texas. And then right here in New York is Steve Anderson. He's an analyst at Miller Tabak & Company, and he's got a buy rating on Chipotle stock. Steve, let's kick it off with you. Investors like what they heard from Chipotle. I was a little surprised by the numbers, but my understanding is the expectations heading into earnings were pretty low on this stock, and that's why investors are breathing a sigh of relief here.
That's exactly right. In the last couple of quarters, the company did have some disappointment with regard to top line as well as bottom line. And I think with the top line actually came in within expectations, but it was in the bottom line, and more specifically, at food costs were not as terrible as had been expected, and actually had a margin gain for this quarter, and that's what really encouraged the street and led to the 11% increase today.
Brad, can you just walk me through the valuation on a company like this? We're talking market cap of a little bit more than $11 billion, right? So the market says this is a company worth $11 billion. But when you take a look at the sales, we're talking, all right, I'll give them a pass here. We're talking $3 billion a year in sales. So $3 billion in sales. The market says it's worth $11 billion. And after all is said and done, they're putting about $300 million in the bank for profit. Is this expensive?
Tim, this stock is outrageously expensive at 40 times forward numbers. Their comps were flat. This is a type of company that used to enjoy much better same-store sales type growth. And they did beat, and that's very good for them for this quarter. They did have a lower tax rate that's going to move up almost 300 basis points over the next year. So that's going to be a headwind. We still feel as though their food costs are going to continue to be a problem. They are going to continue to have a problem with rising labor costs due to Obamacare and due to some minimum wage hikes. We just see a lot of headwinds for something that's trading at 4x sales and 40x next year's earnings, 35, whatever you want to call it.
Brad, fair enough, and I do want to get Steve to weigh in on that. But having said that, the company is also talking about raising prices in the second half of this year. I actually caught up with the co-CEO, Monty Moran, just this week, and we talked about raising prices, and he's not too worried about customers pushing back. Listen up.
When we raise prices, we tend to hear very little negative feedback from customers, and they tend to understand. That being said, it's also very, very important to our concept and to our mission of changing food culture that our food is accessible, that people can afford it. Because to change fast food, you have to sort of be in the fast food world,
right,
in terms of where you're priced. We don't raise our prices to make sure that our margin, that we keep our margin on a quarter-to-quarter basis.
You're okay if the margin slips?
Well, sure. I mean, all things being equal, we'd rather have a higher rather than a lower margin, but we're not going to react to something that happens for a month or two or even a quarter or two and decide to raise prices only because of that.
So we are looking for some higher prices potentially here from Chipotle. They talked about it on the earnings call later this year. Brad, does that give you any kind of comfort at all?
Well, I don't know what you mean by comfort, but I truly believe that their cost per ticket, their ticket per person that walks in to buy something, is becoming to the point where it's, you might as well just go to a sit down dinner. I mean, they're really moving out of the fast food pricing, and with the margin, he doesn't think that margin is that big of a deal and that it could come down, and he thinks that that's fine. But the fact of the matter is, when you have a company that is priced for perfection, you can't have decelerations going on. And that's the red flags that are we're starting to see. We were short this company the first time it blew up in the fall, and we covered quite a bit of it, and we've added it back as it's moved up. Now it's moved up a little more against us, but we think it's a $220 stock.
$220, and the stock is up $36 right now to $364 for CMG. What have you got against guacamole? Is it just expensive? Because I keep coming back to this valuation, and just to wrap my mind around it, I always try to do the numbers. And I say, all right, so this is a company that's doing, let's say, $30 worth of business a month. And after they pay everybody, they get to keep $3 of that $30. And yet someone's willing to give them $113 for the business. How can that be worth $113 if you only end up with three?
It's not worth that. And investors, as the headwinds come, they're going to take...
But I'm wondering if this can be a case of, and this is like a good Wall Street lesson, is this a case of great company, great food? We all love the burrito bowl and the crispy tacos and the salad. Great company, not a great stock.
Well, it has been a great stock, right?
It's 20 years old.
Now it's starting to break down. It's overowned by all the institutions. All the institutions love it. All the analysts love it. And I think, frankly, from our work, we actually think that a lot of the analysts have a 3 to 5% price move up.
So hang on a second for Brad, because we just got about 40 seconds left here. Steve, weigh in here, because you do like the stock.
Well, I'll address the commodity prices just right
quickly.
Now.
Yeah.
They were hurting the stock in the second half of last year, but if you notice, like, grain prices have come in a bit. Dairy has come in. We do see chicken and pork coming in as well. So we think the mirror image on commodities will happen through the second half of this year, and that will provide the boost in margins. And what's also not mentioned is that they're still doing double-digit new unit growth just in the United States. And there's a second concept called Shop House.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Asian version of Chipotle.
Right.
In the very early stage of growth, but it's very popular among young people. We think will provide a second wave of growth.
And Steve Ells thinks you can leverage that model even more. Maybe Indian, Italian food, you name it. Steve Anderson, analyst over at Miller Tabak & Company, and Brad Lemonsdorf, portfolio manager at Ranger Alternative Management, talking about Chipotle.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.